During his announcement, Romney emphasized that he is not the only person getting older in Congress.
I just don't think that we need another person in their 80s.
He said a younger generation would better address issues from China to artificial intelligence. The seniority of many lawmakers concerns Democrat Dean Phillips, a member of the House from Minnesota. At 54, he is younger than the average member of Congress, and he's decades younger than some leaders like Mitch McConnell who've had recent health issues. Phillips insists the problem is not strictly age. What, if anything, is wrong about having several senior national leaders who were in their 70s or 80s?
Well, Steve, not only is there nothing wrong with having older members of Congress serving in our government, I think there's actually a great need for that. The wisdom, experience, perspective that older generations can bring to our governance is both remarkable, important, and necessary. But I also have encountered a culture in Congress in which there's a what I would call a growing lack of generational diversity. And also believe in term limits, because I see how that both opens doors for younger generations to become public servants. And I also see how it changes the behavior of outgoing members of Congress who feel liberated to vote their conscience and not necessarily their party line.
You were critical, I believe, at one time of Nancy Pelosi for hanging on to the speakership as long as she did. She has given up leadership of her party, but is running for re-election for another term as Speaker Emerita. Is that okay with you?
Well, you're right in that I wanted to see generational change in the Democratic caucus. It happened. I was a longtime supporter of Leader Jeffries, who has now ascended to that role and is doing an outstanding job. But I also have to say that there's an important role for those who have been in that seat, for Speaker Emerita Pelosi to provide her experience or mentorship, if you will, her wisdom to the new leadership team, which is a much younger one than in the past. And it comes as no surprise to listeners. Sadly, money is what fuels outcomes in politics, and her ability to raise resources is unprecedented and very much necessary. And again, this is not about ageism. I just believe that we are seeing, Steve, too many circumstances of people who happen to be both old and also facing sometimes debilitating health issues, being in positions of power, influence in the highest levels of government.
Are you saying there are numerous such people as you walk through the halls of Congress that you think maybe this person shouldn't be here anymore?
Yes. And I'm not alone. And I think I am one who's been saying the quiet part out loud more than many of my colleagues would like. I don't want to name names, but I know my colleagues know. And I think Americans who pay attention would recognize that there are probably too many people who are hanging on for personal reasons. It's their identity. But the answer is absolutely.
You mentioned your support for term limits, which is a popular idea for candidates to bring up in elections, the idea being that you'd serve a fixed number of terms and then you'd have to go. Does it truly make sense, though, in an institution where experience does matter a lot?
I do believe so. I come from the private sector, Steve, and the highest performing organizations around the world recognize that to perpetuate an organization, a high performing one, you need turnover, positive turnover, new perspectives, new ideas, new generations. And the answer is yes. Now, with that said, many of my Republican colleagues call for 6-year term limits, which I think is absurd. I believe the right number is 18 years. But when we have too many members that are around for 30, 40, sometimes 50 years, we are literally precluding participation. And I believe the United States is facing a crisis of participation in its politics.
Congressman, of course, you've been talking about the House of Representatives and the Senate here, but how does your thinking affect the way that you feel about the presidential race, where we have an incumbent running for re-election at age 80 and his leading challenger on the other side is 77?
I think it's a real concern. I look at the numbers. I'm a data guy, Steve. I come from the private sector, and the numbers don't lie. And the country is saying they're not pleased. We have a young base of voters that wish to be energized, wish to be inspired, wish to be heard, and wish to have their perspectives accommodated. And when I look at the ages of some of our senior leadership, it has been a significant disconnect. We'd be better served by more diversity, not less.
Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.